Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good morning and welcome. Saturday morning here on a community spirit talk. And this is Pam Keith, guest coach. I am your guest host today. Angel Thacker is away at a live event, and I'm taking her place. And I'm so excited because we have a guest on our show this morning, a very powerful psychic and spiritual counselor. Her name is DeBray Firehawk. Welcome, DeBray.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here today. I'm looking forward to hearing all about you. Can you give us just a little bit of background about what you do and who you are and how you came to have this extraordinary gift?
Sure. So what I do is I call it spiritual counseling as an umbrella, and that includes listening to folks' guides. Usually folks have something they want me to look at in their world, and so we'll connect with their guides and then go into whatever question or into their body, or it can be really honestly, people have now asked me almost everything under the sun. And so I just allow the guides to run the show basically, and then I just follow and tell folks what I'm seeing and explain it to the best of my ability. And I also do energy work at the same time. And this is an energy work style that's just been cultivated over the past, 25 odd years that I've been working here with my guides. And a bit about how I've come to have this gift. I didn't really understand it when I was young. I would have all kinds of spiritual experiences and hear my guides and honestly hear the, I call it the psychology of other people as well. I didn't understand it and pushed it away for many years until I was about 21, I had a back injury. And that's where I started to go into more of my own personal healing work and discovered my gifts more there. And also through a woman who lives here in Eugene. Her name is Hazel Cortman. She's also an incredibly gifted psychic. And I went to her for my back injury. And she's also a great massage therapist. And she asked me to come to her channeling group that she was beginning. And I said, well, but I'm not psychic. And she laughed a little and she said, just come. And that's really when I realized what the names were for everything that I had been hearing and what I was actually capable of began there at a pretty young age. And every Friday night I would go to a channeling group in my 20s, which was quite an amazing commitment, but it's been a massively rewarding pathway, I would say, and also incredibly difficult.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, but you do have a caller. Can you take a question now?
Oh, sure.
All right, so go ahead and put the caller on. Hi, you're on with DeBray Firehawk. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I was just calling. I have been working as a consultant at a job for almost 10 months, and it's coming to an end, and I'm very concerned about work. And I was wondering, what do you see for me, please?
Oh, okay. So when I read something that specific, right, then I just take time to be able to connect in with you, to be able to give you that specific of an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do this on the, I call it the fast go right now, and let's see what kind of answer might not be able to be that deep without really going into all the aspects of what surrounds work in your relationship to work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me just key into you. So tell me your name and where you live.
My name is Rose, and I live in New Jersey.
Okay, so as far as your guides go, this is, I'm just asking your guides here, what is it that's needed for you? And the first place they go to is your legs and your feet, which is the place that we manifest from. And cords, let's say, cords of energy that are still connected back to some dynamics in your job here, personal, like psychological dynamics around personal value and being valued. If I was working with you, the first thing that we would work with then would be to do some energy work to help clear some of those connections there. And then we also look into the back of the heart chakra. So the back of the chakra system is where our unconscious, also our past, subconscious, all of that exists. In the back of the heart chakra here, we also see sorry. Are you saying something?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I heard something. So in the back of the heart chakra, we see also in your family line, there also being some issues around self-worth. And this also is something that if we were working with you, that we would then do some energy work with and get a little deeper into. And then your guides bring me to the front of your chakra system. This is what you are conscious of. And they look at the will chakra in front of your belly there. And it seems that there's a want for something different and for change, but there's also a want for some silence, a real stop here, so that you can access more of your soul's voice, more of your a deeper spiritual place to be able to make these decisions from, instead of from the head and the throat, the figuring it out and the trying to communicate and, you know, pay the bills and get things done, as it were. They're asking you to really deepen down into the center of your body and feel inside of your soul for a while. Find some time to step away from the normal, as it were, so that you would go, maybe even go to a place that you've never been before, so that everything around you is an exploration, an experiment. And just having the experiences of this helps to inform you about your next step. What's the most important thing about your steps at this point in your life, they're saying, is that it's very much coming from you trusting that your soul knows that you need to pay the bills just as much as your head does. And and yet has a has kind of a deeper, wider path at this point in your life, because there's a lot that you still want to do here that doesn't have to do with just a, you know, just what you do for a job. Although that's important, it's really how you're holding your energy and your belief systems about yourself in that job, whatever it is, that is the bigger issue around, let's say, happiness overall. And they also say that they love you and thank you because they want to talk to you a lot more than they do. And so to please, when you're going to sleep, just give them a moment to just ask your guides and your soul what they have to say to you today. And they would love to have that opportunity. And they're thanking you again for calling.
Okay. So there's no job coming, or?
What they're showing me is that there is a job coming, and that they're not really worried about your ability to create that job. They more want you to be able to let go of the dynamics, the personal, interpersonal dynamics that have come from this past job, so that you can create that new job from a place of more value, let's say. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're
Thank
not worried
you.
About your ability to create job. You seem
okay.
to be able to do that. they feel confident in that piece. But they want they want that to come from a different place inside of your energy system, if that makes sense.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, and I'm going to ask DeBray to take on another caller, if she will.
Sure.
Can we have the next caller, please? Okay, I'm not hearing another caller. So for right now, I was very impressed with your reading. How exactly does that work? Do the spirit guides come to you specifically and speak, like, in your head, or how does that work?
Right, so I am a feeler, right? So
okay.
when I teach, you know, I ask people to key into what they are all, how they already receive spiritual information. And for me, ever since I was young, I was a feeler. I would know stuff. I did not know why I knew stuff. And I would say things to people, and they would look at me and with wide eyes, and I'd be like, I don't know what just happened, you know, and I'd make some kind of joke and change the subject, really. But yeah, I'm a feeler, so I can hear, sometimes I will hear actual words, you know, and other times it's a whole system, like a whole piece of information that will be given to me, and then I will explain that feeling. So, you know, like a piece of cloth has a very different feeling than a piece of metal, let's say, right? And we as regular humans would understand that through touch. So it's kind of like I'm touching that with my energy and can then explain what that is. And then sometimes
okay.
with specific questions, I will hear.
That I have a caller right now. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Is there someone on the line? You're on the line now with DeBray Firehawk. If you speak, we can hear you.
Calling in. They forgot they don't have bodies.
Yeah, there's someone on the line, but they're not saying anything. So go ahead and continue what you were saying.
Okay. So let's see. Can you remind me where I was there?
No, it says Wendy on. But I'm not hearing her speak, but it's telling me that Wendy is on. Wendy, can you hear me? You're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Well,
hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Oh,
yes, we
can.
Here
we go.
Now.
Oh, goodness. That was really weird. I was saying hello the whole time, but I was just hearing you guys being like, oh, spirit's not saying.
Yeah, we could hear you laughing, but that's all we heard. But you're on the screen now, so you can ask her your question. Wendy?
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
There she went away again. So it might be a problem she's having with her connection.
Yeah.
So go ahead and continue. You were describing how it is that you listen to the spirit speaking to you. And in the meantime, let's see if I can sort out her technical issue in the background while you're talking.
Okay. So, yeah, there are moments where I will hear actual words, but mostly it's a knowing. And then there's visions as well, which usually when I'm looking at a past life or like a trauma that's been on the DNA, then it will play out in front of me like a movie. And then I will ask, you know, which characters I'm looking at and who's who. And then it's 100% just like a movie. It'll play out. But I can feel the psychology of whoever I'm reading at that time. I can feel what their feelings are about what's happening to them, as well as the movie playing out. At this point, you know, they'll use all kinds of ways to be able to get their information through. But I don't really see with my regular eyes. Some people will, you know, see auras or spirits. Not that I haven't. I have seen spirits, but that's not in general how I'll work. It's more on a vision level and a feeling, hearing level.
Jabre?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I'm here. I was working on something in the background when letting you talk, but it might have been weird for you before I was gone for a sec, but I'm here.
Okay.
I'm trying to get your caller back. So I have another caller for you. So let's put her, and maybe Wendy will call back. Just a second. Hi, you're live with Jabre Firehawk. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on. You're on.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hello, Donna.
Hi.
Doing great. Hi.
Great. I wanted to know if there's a relationship coming up for me. I would like to have companionship and possible marriage, and I wanted to know what you're picking up on this for me. If you're hearing me.
Donna, where are you calling from?
California.
California. All right. I'm going to have to sink into you a little bit here.
Okay.
We'll get silent for a bit and key into you and your guides for a minute. All right, Donna. Yeah.
Are you still there, Jabre?
Yep. It's when I'm furthest away in looking that people always ask that question now. Yeah, when I'm really into something, really looking, people will feel that I, you know, kind of gone in the normal way. Yeah, let's see. Just one more second here.
This is deep looking.
That is how people would describe my work for sure. I am not a light, you know, I give complete answers. It's important to me to give true and complete answers because we're very complex beings. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I am getting a yes on an energetic coming towards you. Now I'm looking for a timeline because I'm assuming maybe you'd like a timeline, yeah?
Please.
Yeah. So let's start in months. All right. So, you know how relationships begin sort of like, you know, you meet somebody and you're friends and you date and it's kind of slow kind of vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in looking at the timeline, I can feel there's, you know, I have to get specific about what am I looking for here? Am I looking for the actual moment where you go, yes, we're in relationship. This is it. The moment you sleep together or something or, you know, or is it the moment that you meet? Right? And
right.
So I'm actually looking because there's more of an energetic in the moment that you actually would decide, yes, we're going to do this. And so I get sort of a grab on, like, next spring is a more subtle kind of grab. So it feels like that might be more around meeting. And then we get into early next fall, as far as the deeper grab. And I would say that with this, you know, your how you hold your heart, you know, they're showing me how you hold your heart, and it's good, you know, that it's protected.
Yeah.
And yet there's like a sharing of your heart, which really comes with just sharing who you are or your work in the world, like, you know, what you want to share with the world. That's like an opening of the heart that really helps to, it's like they're calling it like your marketing plan kind of, you know what I mean? Like that to be able to really show those inner colors, you know, like when a blossom is opening and then that final color that's right near the center is shown, how brilliant that is. They're showing me that piece of the flower and you opening to that degree. Not that it's your heart still isn't protected, but it's shown. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's so beautiful and that the blossom is held in some ways closed. And that if it's shown, that there's some fears in that and that you want to work through some of that. There's probably old fears, you know, like even middle school, elementary school kind of fears of being seen, you know, that you might want to work with way back there. But, yeah, what I see is kind of a delicate step. You're stepping with a delicate step, and they're just asking you to, when you do walk in the world, to visualize a nice wide base below you, so that you feel that support to open and share to that degree. Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to meet him in the town that I'm in now?
How about placement or travel? So is she placed where she is, or is there travel involved as far as meeting? I'm getting away from the town but connected to the town.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So I don't know what that would maybe, you know, somebody who used to live there or would be moving there maybe even. So, you know, but it's not just there. The energy isn't just there. It feels like away but still connected. Yeah.
Oh, good. So this might go into a marriage then. I mean, this is going to be one of my serious relationships, huh?
How about towards marriage? What I see is once there's a togetherness, then there looks like there's travel. I have to say, I know that was your last question, but...
I love travel. I love to travel.
Yeah, once there is togetherness, there feels like there's, you know, moving outside of the town in the United States even.
Wow.
How about marriage?
That's okay with me. I like the traveling and living somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, it's hard for me to get a line on the marriage. I'm not really sure. You know, maybe there's some feeling from that other person about marriage or, you know. What I'm getting is, you know, togetherness and being together. How about in a marriage? Can we get down the road and see marriage? I'm asking your guides. Yeah, maybe that's just a slower road towards marriage. You know, what I'm getting, there might be some heartbreak involved, like other marriages that are, you know, cause some feelings around marriage itself.
Yeah. Oh, see, I've never been married, so I don't have that. But he
right,
might.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's what I think. It seems to be coming from the other person here.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look like it's a closed door to that, but it does look like, not just an easy, yeah, sure, marriage, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got the answer that you did get.
Huh?
There are other callers. Can I wrap this up?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate your
okay.
time. And
yes, thank you. Best of luck with all of that.
Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning. You're on live on with DeBray Firehawk. Do you have a question?
Hi. My name is Maddie.
Hi.
And I'm calling from Georgia. Hi. How are you?
Doing all right today. Where are you calling from?
Maybe
there's
a message for you.
We lost her. All right, I'll put somebody else on. Hold on, okay? Good morning, you're on live with DeBray Firehawk. Who's this?
Hello?
You're on. You're
Hello?
Live. We can hear you.
Hi, this is Katie. Can you hear me?
We can,
yeah.
Katie.
Oh, hi. I didn't know it was me. Sorry. How are you all?
We're good. Did you have a question for DeBray?
Yes, I was going to just see if there's anything she could see regarding career or finances.
All right. Career and finances. And what is your – okay, so sorry. You did just tell me your name. Tell me it again.
Katie.
Katie.
Yes.
Katie, and where are you calling from?
From Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. And what do you do now for a career?
I'm actually currently like a stay-at-home mom, and I just picked up like a waitressing job.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking for work when he goes back to school. Not really sure how I feel about what I'm doing right now, just the serving job, if that's good for me or not. But it's something in the meantime until I find something better.
So waitressing would be happening until your baby goes to school. Is that what you're saying?
And yes, until I can find something more. He'll start school in August, kindergarten. I have a college degree, and I'm wanting to further my career, but I have to wait for his school schedule and to find something.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, and I could stick with this one, too, just as a side job, but I don't know.
Right.
I need things to improve so I can get out of a situation.
I see. All right, so your guides are coming in really fast. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes I need to connect for a while, but your guides are coming in fast and strong. And well, there's a lot that your guides want to do here for you and with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in order to transform like a lot of
everything,
of your energy. Yeah, like a lot of what's going on. And so
that's
you
awesome.
Know that you're in, like, right? You know, in this.
Yeah, like I'm
in the job
doing
thing.
Something in my life right now. I don't know what it is. Like something.
Yeah.
Going on.
Right?
I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it's true that you're finding your empowerment. Like you've got angels around you, right? That are really saying to you that you are a creative source of love here. That you are the creative source of love, and that there is no bigger power in the world, really, and that what your guides want to do with you is help to manage your reactions to what's going on in your world so that you
mm-hmm.
can really find your own deepest strength.
Okay.
And so as far as career goes right now, so can I energy work you a little bit?
Please do, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're working with your external grounding lines right now. So those are the grounding lines that are about your relationship to your environment and what's around you, right?
Okay.
And your external
mm-hmm.
grounding lines are like, go here, go there, let's just go here or go there,
yeah.
right? So,
yes.
They're kind of not sure about how to react here. And so the first thing that we're doing is syncing up your external grounding lines with your internal grounding lines. And your internal ones are about your own belonging inside of this body on this earth. And your first and primary relationship is with the earth, right?
Okay.
And that this is where your guides are 100% going, first of all, is to reorganize your system so that you can do all of these next steps with a feeling of knowing that you are the creative source right now of the love that is in your life, right? And
okay.
sometimes in the world we get put into these positions, right, where we're not receiving from the outside what we know we deserve, and
yeah.
we have to be this thing that we actually deserve for other people to treat us like, even though they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're helping right now, the energetic would be to bring this to the job that you're in, right? Just bring it, even though
mm-hmm.
you're like, meh. You're like, so
yeah.
whatever with the job. Just
mm-hmm.
really bring it like you are the head of a CEO of something, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
really.
Oh, I get it, though. It makes
of
sense.
It, right? And
mm-hmm.
And it looks like what you're needing here is to hang on with this job for a while enough to make, I want to say like a little egg, right, for you
mm-hmm.
to be able to jump off of. That's the first thing that we see is that they're helping you to manage some tenacity here with staying with this job and even networking to other jobs that are similar to that if you're
mm-hmm.
really not taking this job. But to be able to make, you know, just go to another place where maybe you could make some more money, use the experience,
mm-hmm.
Move along before it gets a little too tense or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But staying in this, what you have experience with here, because it looks like what they're moving you towards is, right, okay. So that looks like, now, this is a little bit down the road. This is a little bit down the road in time. But What is your degree in?
It's in sociology and psychology.
Because this looks more like personally driven, kind of like I want to call it like home health or working with people on that level, but it doesn't look like, I mean, maybe there's an agency involved at first, but it looks like you're journeying more towards you being your own
my
boss.
Own. That's what I felt like.
Yeah. That, but, you know, you might have to involve an agency at first just to be able to kind of get back in the swing as it is, you know, and then learning how to do this and what you'd like to offer, where your niche is. Yeah, I'm seeing developmental disabilities, that arena. Not as much like high behavior, but low behavior developmental disabilities. Gosh, there's so much. Actually, it's like you're sitting at a table with all of these options.
I feel like it's, I don't know which way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, we would, if I was to work with you, you know, in a regular reading, what we would do is go through each of those options and follow those paths, because it doesn't look like there's one that is like a need. It looks really like it's about you feeling into what your next steps as a person is and really letting that dictate that option that you pick. But I don't see, you know, you've got some open doors here, and you might even have some continuing education, which is really exciting, you know, that you'd be excited about. It doesn't look like you're like, I got to do this. It looks like, yeah, I get to do this, you know, continuing ed so that you can serve a specific job.
Is there anything
right
with
now,
relationships? Sorry.
Let me ask our interviewer here. Do we have time to keep going with another question?
We have four callers who are waiting on the line.
Oh, okay. So should we just
ahead.
Keep
you
it
go to them.
One question? Or I guess maybe we should just keep it one question a person.
That's fine.
Yeah. One question is probably fair because so many people waiting. So thank you so much
for
calling.
No, I totally understand. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Great. All right. Good luck.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to take the next caller. Welcome. You're on live with DeBray Firehawk. Who's this? It's you. You're on. Say something. Say hello. Hello, 805-617-6979 is the number. Okay, say something or I'll have to go to the next caller. Okay, I'm going to the next caller. Hi, you're on live with DeBray. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Melody.
Hi, Melody. Welcome.
Hi, how are you all?
Doing really good.
Thank Doing
you
well
asking.
Over here.
Great. So I'm my name is Melody. I'm from Kentucky. I only have one question. I guess it's not very vague, but I have been going through a lot of spiritual changes, and I'm actually working with a mentor and have been experiencing a lot of special and being able to relay some healing messages to people. So I guess I'm wanting to know if this is something that this is my calling, or if there's anything else you could pick up on.
All right.
And what was your Melody?
Melody, yes.
Melody, what number are you calling in on? Are you 508-1701?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
welcome.
Oh, I think I lost Debray.
I'm still here. Okay.
But I think Debray is not here.
Oh, no.
Hold on. We need Debray to call back in.
Okay.
I just lost Debray.
Energy is really working through the phone lines
today. Yeah, the technical
stuff
is really going really wild. I keep having dropped calls, and I call on people, and they don't answer. But hopefully she'll call back in. Hello? Hello.
Would she have to go back into the queue?
I'm here.
Well, can you hear
me? I'm hearing you, okay.
That is okay. So crazy.
Technical difficulties today. I'm so sorry. So, Melanie, why don't you ask your question again so she can reconnect to your spirit?
Yeah.
They probably understand about technical difficulties.
Okay. I was just saying that I have been experiencing some very spiritual things in my life. And it's not scary to me, the things that I am seeing or messages that I'm receiving. I've been able to relay some very healing messages. Energy is really, really working through me. And I am just curious to know if this is my calling or if there's anything else that you are picking up on.
Excellent. So, yes, I am picking up on an angelic force here. So let's get into that a little bit and see if we can find out who's... Yeah. So do you have other people in your family who are also, let's say, prone to receiving energy?
No, but one of my very best friends, I've been working with her. And
has she in some ways helped you to open this energetic, you feel?
She has, because sometimes whenever I experience these things, I feel like I'm crazy. And she's very open-minded. And I've also kind of helped, I think that I've helped her to open maybe her third eye. I'm not sure, but it's amazing what happens when we're together.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. There's like a connection, a familial, it looks to me to be familial, but I'm sure it's, you know, like you said, it's just that, you know, connection between the two of you.
And she was also the person that called. You all spoke to her before me, so and we're in the same household. So we both called in to try to get through.
Yeah. So I'm getting also past lives here, and this movement of angel energy that is really very driven towards transformation here. It's, So they're not giving me the whole past life run here, because it's just beyond the scope of being able to do a little 5-minute reading here, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, as Debray, I would love to work with that. there's some serious past life underpinnings here that are trying to kind of play out. And so, you know, we kind of get to play things out in order to heal, or we get to heal them when they try to play them out. If we really come at them with healing, then they won't actually play out. We'll get to heal them first, you know, we'll feel the energy of it all, but it won't, the same, let's say, terrible thing won't end up happening again, you know, kind of feeling. And we'll hit it with the healing, you know. And so that's what the angels here that are surrounding you are so intensely trying to create healing and not let some very distressing energetics play through the situation here.
I've really been working on becoming grounded, and I've felt grounded for a while, so I feel protected. So that's something I've been working on.
Yeah, they are very, I mean, if you are listening and giving that an experience each day to be able to really listen to where that, you know, is taking you and where, what that's saying to you, you know, you just got to be ready that luckily this is going to transform your whole life. It's not just a little. And so it's being open, and now this is DeBray coming in, but being open to this path for me meant that I had to, they took me through my past with like a fine tooth comb and, you know, had to pull out all of the damage and all of the blockages and all of this, you know, in order to really create more of a clarity so that when I would channel for other people, if I came across distressing things that might be similar to my distressing things, that I wouldn't derail my ability to hold that, you know, being of the vessel, right?
I understand what you're saying. I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Sorry, did you say you don't understand or you do?
I do. I do understand what you're talking about. I've experienced that.
Yeah. And so, you know, to be able to get enough support for yourself, it sounds like you have your friend. Maybe if you can get together with some other friends who are also of like mind and just have a time where you're able to channel those angelic forces and your own souls and just give time for it, like prioritize time for it, that it can only get clearer and stronger, right? But I would say also, you know, keep me on the line for when problems come up and just give me a call, because there are moments that can be very, you know, difficult to manage because of all the spirits that are around in the world. It's a lot of wayward spiritual energy that needs very
specific. It's very draining, yes.
Yeah, and can be very upsetting, right, if you don't have all the tools yet, right? So being a young channel and these energetics, you just want to be very clear that you're only working with your own guides and your own soul, and that any other spirits that want to have contact with you, that they need to, your guides need to say it's okay. And if something huge is coming up, that you call a more experienced psychic to be able to handle that.
Now, is there, can I have your contact information, or do you do any mentoring or anything?
I do mostly just through doing readings with people that are specifically angled towards mentoring them in this work.
Okay.
And yes, my website is just my name, DeBrayFirehawk.com.
Okay, and it's fire?
Firehawk, just like the element and the bird.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
And I can contact you there. Okay, well, I thank you so much.
All right, thank you too. I'm happy that you have opened to that. I know that it is fabulous, and also that you said that you're protected. I can feel that as well.
Oh, thank you. That gives me, that makes me feel better. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Awesome.
Take care.
Awesome.
Take care. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
I think we have time for one more caller, so I'm going to put them on. Yeah.
Hi.
You are on live with DeBrand. You're on. Hello. What's your name?
My name is Maddie. I'm calling from
Atlanta.
Oh,
Maddie, you're back.
Yes, I miss you. Something happened earlier when I was and it went away. So
yep.
I decided to call back.
Good. Yeah,
well,
that's been happening.
For baby to look back in.
Yes, but my question is, I spoke with someone that I met on social media, 2014, and this year, about 3 months ago, we spoke for, I can count the time that we spoke back in 2014. He went away, and I forgot about him. And so about 3 months ago, he called and say, I had a dream about you. He had a dream about you, and I say, where did I meet you? Da-da-da, and blah-blah-blah. And so we finally got it together. He said, I saved your number, blah-blah-blah. And he say, send me a picture of yourself. And I say, we live in the same area now, Metro Atlanta. Why have to send you a picture? Why can't we just meet up somewhere? So I never sent the picture. So a couple of weeks ago, I decided to give him a call to see what he was up to. And I say, well, you know, again, we live in the same area. Why don't we meet at a coffee shop, park, wherever, for a sandwich, whatever. And so he decided to do that. So we had supposedly met a week ago last Sunday, but I wasn't feeling up the heat and the humidity. I just wasn't feeling up that he did call. And we talked a long while, and we decided that we would meet again. We would finally meet which was supposed to have been yesterday, the 21st. So yesterday came and gone, and he did not call. And I said, should I call? My thought is, I don't want to push. I want to pull. I just really just want to go with the flow. And so I didn't call. So I was wondering, is this will be real or just a hoax?
Right. I do get that it's real. I also get that there is, when it comes to the real meeting, you know, when it comes to actually meeting you, that there's a lot of fears around inability to communicate. Like
with me,
Nope. It looks like this is more coming. What I'm reading is him right now. So we could look at you afterwards. What it seems like is there is a want. There is a want to meet you.
Okay.
But it's like a mostly like an unconscious sort of not feeling all the way confident with his ability to communicate, regardless of what happens, you know. If you all like each other or don't like each other, he's almost more afraid if you don't really like each other of being able to say, like, create a boundary and say, okay, you know, I'm not into this or whatever it is, you know? The fear, it's like the fear of the no is what I'm getting.
Oh, okay.
And that's, he doesn't know, you know, he wants. I still see that he wants to. He still does. But now, of course, there's a feeling of, oh, you know, now I've kind of blown it. So it could help to call him one more time, it looks like, and just say, look, it does, you know, let's just, if it doesn't work out, if we get together and we don't like each other, let's just say, let's call it like a, you know, Code Orange or something like that, you know, and say another name besides, no, I don't really want to date you, you know, and so that, you know, we don't have to have that awkward conversation if we don't want to be with each other, you know. So you can kind of let him out of that a little bit.
Okay. All right. I got you. Because he did say that even if we don't have a real connection, at least we could be friends because we have the same interests when it comes to metaphysical topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that same interest. And, and so I found
and
that
then,
out. Funny.
Then the guides come back and look at you, though, here, and they're talking about what you're really looking for in a partner, right?
Uh-huh.
Is somebody who's a little stronger than what this man is presenting with.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know?
I have been feeling that. Oh, my God, yes. I have been feeling
it. It's like you're looking for somebody who is just walks solid and is like, you, I want you, and this is what I've got, and this is what I can do, and this is what I can't do, and like clear and a strong confidence. And this energetic of this guy is more feathery, not all the way confident in self, and doesn't seem like he would have the real... What do we call it? Cojones, to be able to really hold you know, and all of who you are and really be able to see that, you know? And
yes.
Because he's not really seeing that about himself, right? Yeah.
Yes. You know, and okay, so that's what it was. Because I thought maybe because I chose not to meet him on last Sunday because of the way that I was feeling. You know, like I said earlier, the humidity and the heat is like, I don't feel like it. It's like one of those days, just one of those days. And I thought maybe he didn't call yesterday to meet because I said, you know, sometimes people believe in tit for tat.
Right? Yeah. So yeah, it's a little bit of like a trigger of that insecurity, and then now he's extra insecure, but overall, as far as this first meeting and this first setup, right, you're looking for somebody who's much more straightforward than that, that would say, oh, well, I thought that you didn't want to, you know, connect with me because, you know, of what you said, but okay, then, you know, I'll show up for this, you know. So it's, yeah, so that's really what they got for you there. Seems like he does still want to meet, but he might not be the guy you're looking for.
That you just confirmed that for me because that is what my soul has been speaking to me about. It's like, that's why I said earlier, I just go, I don't want to push, I don't want to pull, I just go with the flow and see if the most, like he said, and I also said, the most we could, if it doesn't work, perhaps we can be friends. Hey, let's hang out and have some crab legs, because I love seafood, or something like that. We could just and talk the metaphysical stuff and just be friends in that respect, you know. But I know, but I do know that most guys don't like to just be friends. You know, it's very hard to find a guy that just want to be friends.
Seconds left on the show, and I want to. That DeBray gets a chance to say her website address. We're about to, the show's about to shut down in 20 seconds.
Okay.
That your website information?
Yes.
Thank you.
Information is my name, DeBrayFirehawk.com. And it has all of the information that you'd need there. And if you want to make an appointment, you can email me at DeBrayFirehawk@yahoo.com.
Oh, Firehawk. Okay, thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Maddie.